What's up, y'all? We are back with the Fourth and Goal podcast. I'm Taylor Thompson, sitting here with my co-host, Brandon Mraz, to really just go through this week's games. You know, I mean, there was no Bama game again this week per COVID, which we'll get into, but there was a lot of college football happening. So where do you want to start?
Yeah, let's start in the Big Ten with Northwestern and Purdue, and we'll kick it off with our predictions from last week. Taylor went 12-1 last week. I went 11-2. Putting the overalls at Taylor 59-12, Brandon 58-13. So keeping it pretty close throughout the season.
Not bad, yeah.
So we went to Northwestern first. Northwestern continuing to prove that they're a pretty good team. You had Northwestern. I took Purdue.
Don't you hate when I'm always right?
You know, this wasn't even a bad game, though.
You know, it wasn't a bad game.
It was honestly one of those games where, especially with this week and all the cancellations and the postponements, and we'll get to the COVID situation in college football a little later in the show, but kind of going into this week, it was a little lackluster. You know, it was definitely disappointing to see all those SEC teams go down with COVID. It was disappointing not to get revenge on LSU, but there were a couple games this weekend that actually pulled through that weren't, that I didn't think we would have seen or really noticed if the other games had happened.
That's
and this
true.
Was one of them. Northwestern and Purdue was actually a pretty good fight. I still don't hate Purdue, but Northwestern's a good team, and they're still undefeated. They're 4-0. Someone that really maybe wasn't expected to come out of the Big Ten, but
Here they are.
Yeah, playing well.
That was kind of a good way to say that. You know, like with all the teams that didn't play because of COVID, it's like the games like this that we probably wouldn't have like had on the TV,
right,
and now we had on the TV, you know?
I think also it helped that the Masters were on.
Mm-hmm.
That helped a lot.
Definitely.
But definitely a weird week in college football, but we'll get to that later. We're going to keep it going. So Wisconsin got to play this week.
Yeah.
Crazy enough, after 2-week hiatus for them.
COVID, they're back. And once again, Michigan just sucks. Michigan is so bad.
Yeah, I think this was very much a combination of Wisconsin being pretty good in the Big Ten and really having their quarterback, Graham Mertz, 12 for 22, 127 yards, 2 touchdowns. Not a crazy game, but when you're playing Michigan, I don't really think you have to get too greedy.
You don't. You know, it's kind of like when I talk about it, I'm like, all right, here's Wisconsin, you know, kind of a dominant victory over Michigan, staying undefeated. Michigan, simply not good.
Yeah, and we'll get to that a little later in the, you know, part two in lieu of Alabama stuff. We're going to just talk general college football news. So we'll get to that, kind of just what we think from some certain coaches around the league, especially Michigan.
Right.
Who we just aren't, you know, we don't think are doing too well.
No.
So with that being said, we will go to the American Conference, where number 19 SMU was upset by Tulsa.
Who saw that one coming? Well, actually, you know, I didn't think people saw that one coming. And then before we started this, y'all, Brandon was like, well, you never know. I mean, Tulsa's not a bad team. It's their first game. I'm like, okay.
Well, it's not their first game, but most of the, so I mean, if you look at SMU's record, SMU has played 9 games as of today, as of now, 7-2. Tulsa is 4-1 in the same league. They've only played 5. So, you know, we really haven't gotten to see a lot of Tulsa, but Tulsa is coming off now 2 upsets in the American with both, I believe, Memphis and SMU. We can check that quickly. Oh, I'm sorry, UCF, number 11 UCF. But, you know, they have had some upsets. They lost to an Oklahoma State team in the beginning of the season, which is not a bad loss in any way.
Right.
And, you know, they played pretty well, and they put themselves in the top 25 this week. So,
and, I mean, they didn't even let SMU score at all in the second half. So,
yeah, I think people will be pleasantly surprised with Tulsa and may even be a season ruiner for Cincinnati down the road. We don't
really
know.
Okay.
Could be. I'm not saying they will be. I think Cincinnati is probably the best team there and has a very good shot of going to the playoffs. I'm just saying, in the current trend that Tulsa's on, it's hard to argue with them right now.
Okay.
It's hard to argue.
All right. Where are we moving to?
Let's go to Oregon.
Oregon. I totally saw this one coming. I mean, I think Oregon coming off of starting off last week with the win, I think I remember saying that they were going to be stay on top, especially against Washington State. Like, I didn't see them losing. And I thought they had a really good showing.
You know, it was kind of weird because they did play the first half down for the most part. And even in the second half, the third quarter, they only had 7 points. So it was a really slow game for Oregon. And I honestly remember sitting watching football on Saturday and watching the Masters. And you know, turned this game on, but was really watching the Wisconsin game.
Right.
And I remember, like, oh, Oregon's down, Oregon's down. Even into the third quarter, Oregon was down. Then I turned it back on the fourth quarter and see them up 43-29. And I was like, wow, okay. I don't know how that changed so fast, but...
Yeah, and their QB had a pretty good... he did pretty good. I mean, he had 4 touchdowns that game. I think he had, what was it, 312 yards?
So. Yeah. What I think this game showed me, especially, is Oregon's good.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be make the Rose Bowl good. But I don't. I think what this shows is if Oregon's the best that the Pac-12 has to offer,
it's not saying much.
Then I don't think the Pac-12 has a chance at the playoffs. Right. This year.
Yeah.
So I could agree until I see some more, I don't think Oregon is bad by any means. I just don't think that the Pac-12 is all that good this year.
Yeah.
And we could be pleasantly surprised. I mean, it is their second game of the season, so
right.
We could be a little harsh, but as of right now, I'm not seeing much.
Well, and too, just in general, when it comes to football, I just don't, you know, the Pac-12, it's like you have your other conferences and there's the Pac-12. Like, this whole time, the Pac-12 wasn't playing. I mean, it's not like any of us were like, dang, we're really right. missing out,
right.
you know?
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, we'll see down the road. But as of right now, I'm just not big on the Pac-12. And until I see more, which, to be fair, again, yeah. their season is just starting. So until I see that, I'm kind of out on them right now.
Okay.
Next, we're going to Florida. Florida-Arkansas. This was dominant.
That was a great game to watch. I watched that Saturday night. And it was just, I mean, Florida was on fire. And I know we'll probably talk, you know, certain quarterbacks later. But Kyle Trask needs to be a conversation. He is one of those people who I feel like kind of snuck up on you. It's like he just gradually keeps getting better. And now here he is just completely showing out against Arkansas. I mean, he had 6 touchdowns, 356 yards.
Yeah, he's definitely in the conversation now. I mean, he hasn't had a game under 4 touchdowns.
Yeah.
And in the games that he didn't have 4 touchdowns, he's had 6 each time.
Yeah, I think he needs to be talked about more. Like, I think he needs to be in the same.
I think Florida needed to be talked about in the beginning of the season. I said this earlier on the podcast, and I have it in my notebook. It's written down somewhere in this notebook where we keep the picks. I just saw the page. Hold on. It's dated, and I have Florida in my playoffs right there at 10-1 on my predictions.
Wow.
9-23-20. 2020. Yep. 10-1 Florida on top of the SEC East.
Well, I think you're going to end up being right because I'm really, the way it's looking is it's going to be Bama versus Florida for the conference title.
Well, I keep saying this. I don't want to, like, I personally was never a big Dan Mullen fan. I'm still not, just because I don't really like the guy.
Yeah.
But I can respect good coaches. And I saw this last year. We saw this last year. They went into a big bowl game. They won. They dominated. And people are like, oh, well, Dan Mullen's still a couple years away. Dan Mullen is not a couple years away. Dan Mullen is a year away.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Right.
Maybe even this year. I mean, they beat Alabama, Florida, and Georgia, or in Alabama.
All right, well, let's not get too ahead of ourselves.
I'm not saying I don't think they'll beat us. But, you know, like, for all the Dan Mullen haters out there, most of them are Georgia fans. You really got to start looking in the mirror and be like, well, what about Kirby Smart? Because Kirby Smart... Love the guy, did great work here, but hasn't produced at all for Georgia.
As a head coach, not it.
They've gone, to the playoffs 2 years, I think?
Mm-hmm.
Went to the national championship once, and have lost to Alabama in pretty much every single big game they played.
And look at it this year. I mean, they're just completely out of the equation now. You know what I mean? They lost 2 games. I mean, no one, you know what I mean?
They might lose another one.
Back at number 13.
They might lose another one.
Well, I'm pretty sure they play Vanderbilt this weekend. Well, yeah, I wouldn't take them that low.
Yeah, but... Regardless, so the next game we picked was Auburn. That's postponed. We go to then USC. USC played Arizona, and I'll tell you what, folks, this was a close game, too.
Yeah.
This one, so last week, USC got away with a late game touchdown, ended up winning the game like that. Again this week, they find themselves down in the fourth quarter and have a bogus touchdown at the end to win the game.
Mm-hmm.
Again, this is one of those things for me with the Pac-12. They're going to end up beating themselves, and I don't think they're very good.
Right.
Especially USC.
Yeah, to me, all this was it's like, okay, congrats, USC. You kept your undefeated record thus far.
Yeah, that's really what it was. So, not much to talk about in this game other than the fact that USC, they hang on again, but it's just not impressive down in USC. I'm not counting them out. I don't think that they're going to have a bad season. I don't think they're bad. I just, they're not to the caliber of what the playoffs this year is going to demand. Right, right. And I just don't think they're going to be undefeated at the end of the season.
Exactly.
The next two games we picked were Texas A&M game and the Ohio State game, both postponed.
Both postponed.
Frustrating. So then we got to go look at the number two team in the country, the Notre Dame Fighting Irish, who struggled a little bit with Boston College early, but then came out and really put their foot down, which showed a lot to me about Notre Dame.
Oh, definitely.
I'm going to be honest with you. If you think Clemson is end all be all beating them in the ACC championship, you have another thing coming.
Well, you know, I've kind of been reading about it, you know, and reading about the game and people talking about Notre Dame now. I mean, they're kind of just one step closer at their chance for their first conference championship.
They are. You know? I mean, they don't play in a conference, so this will be their first conference.
It would still be their
first. Agreed. You know, one of the things that I think coming from this is Notre Dame needs to move to a conference. Because it does for them is they play this schedule.
Right.
Which, fine. But to be fair, like, I watched Notre Dame play Boston College this weekend. And although they struggled, they put their foot down at the end. They come away with a big win. You know.
Right.
Whereas other years, Notre Dame's playing Navy and struggling. And everybody's like, oh, you're overrated because you play Navy. So I think out of anything we've learned from this year, especially with all the craziness, Notre Dame needs to be in a conference. Because look what it does for them. They're the number two team in the country.
Yeah.
They beat Clemson, they can.
Why do they not be in a conference?
I think it's more TV deals than anything. But for people that think that the ACC is getting two teams for fun is sadly mistaken.
Yeah.
I think that it's going to be an all-out war for that game.
That's going to be a good game.
And I think Notre Dame might win. To be honest with you,
I want to see Trevor Lawrence play this weekend. I want to see him back in action before I say that.
I would agree. But I think, personally, I don't need to see Trevor Lawrence. I think that this game, I think Notre Dame's defense is very, very, very good. And I think their offense isn't that bad. I think everybody gives Ian Book a bad name just because they've seen him play in the past. But credit to this kid, he's been working hard all offseason. I mean,
and he had a good game.
20 for 27, 283 yards and 3 touchdowns.
Yeah. I'm like, that's not a bad game at all.
That's a great game.
What is that to hate on? Yeah.
You know? So, I think Notre Dame is going to be a long-standing player in the playoffs for sure this year. And I think that they're going to beat Clemson again.
I am not going to say that yet, but I'm not counting them out.
Listen, I might change my opinion too. But as of right now, I just – maybe not beat Clemson, but I think the assumption of this is a foregone conclusion that the ACC is getting two teams is ridiculous. I think Notre Dame definitely has a chance to beat Clemson.
Yeah, I would say there's a chance. I wouldn't say they for sure are.
Yeah, so a couple small-time schools. We got Louisiana, Raging Cajuns. They won 38-10. Both Taylor and I had that.
Yep.
Marshall playing, honoring the 50th anniversary of their tragic plane crash.
Very happy they won that game.
Yeah,
that
wore the black jerseys, had all the had all the players' names on it. Very, very, very cool. Still think game day probably should have went there, but that's not our business. Marshall wins 42-14. Huge win. Another one, Liberty is continuing their undefeated streak. They beat Western Carolina 58-14. We'll talk about Liberty, especially their head coach, in the next segment. When we talk about some other coaches who may be filtering out. So we'll get to that. Another small-time team, Coastal Carolina, was postponed with their game against Troy this weekend. Georgia was postponed. Indiana continues to win. We'll see how they do next week. They beat Michigan State. And we're actually going to talk about Indiana next segment as well. But they're undefeated 24-0. We get the win there. They play Ohio State next week, so we will discuss what we think about that and how
their
we think about
their 4-0 streak might go downhill.
So we'll talk about Indiana. That's why we're not really briefing it right now. The next game we're going to go into is Miami. Miami squeaks one out against Virginia Tech.
Barely won that game.
I think this is a wake up call to Miami fans. Because last week they had a great game, and give them credit, and Derek King played a great game. But you're not there yet. you're improving and you're coming back, which is great. And I think that that'd be a great thing for college football for Miami to come back. Just like I think it would be great that if Texas made a comeback. Right. Like, I would love to see good Big 12 football. It's just not realistic. But the pieces are there.
Right.
It's not all there yet.
It's just not. I mean, they were trailing Virginia Tech until less than 6 minutes left in the fourth quarter. I mean, they were losing this game practically the entire time.
Right. So I don't hate Miami. I think they got a good win. I don't think they're bad in any way. I just don't think they're at the level that their fans brought last week.
No.
Which is fine. They still had a great game. They still won. And I still think they're on the rise. Finally, we went to the Friday night game. Cincinnati continuing to show that they just don't care who they play. They're going to beat you by 30.
I'm telling you, Cincinnati is that sneaky team that you, like, you know, I mean, did you think about Cincinnati back in August when we were starting all this? No, I didn't.
I didn't really think about Cincinnati. Did I think that an American team was going to be undefeated this year? Probably, but I definitely didn't think it was Cincinnati. I would have probably said Memphis or UCF. But Cincinnati continues to show that they just really don't care who they play.
Then, yeah.
They're just going to be.
I mean, they're just going to keep being undefeated.
Which is terrifying.
That quarterback.
They're good.
Yeah.
Desmond Ridder, 24 for 31, 370 or 27 yards, three touchdowns. I mean, they don't care.
They are a good
team. And they don't care blowing you out and running up the score. They really don't.
Yeah, they really are just going for it. They're like, they found their time and they are running with it.
Yeah, so. And then finally we had Alabama, who also got postponed. So,
sad days.
But don't worry, Tide fans. We'll be back next week with some football against Kentucky. So that wraps up part one of this show. Next, when we come back, we're going to go into a little bit of college football news topics, kind of just free form. We're going
to
shoot
up. Got a lot to talk about.
We're going to talk about the Heisman race. We're going to talk about playoff predictions. We're going to talk about different college football news that happened this week, last week, COVID. You know, just a lot of stuff to talk about. And then after that, we will be back with predictions, Taylor's favorite part of the show. I literally just took her catchphrase. But yeah, we're going to come back to that. And that'll be it, and then we'll be ready to watch some Alabama football this weekend.
Always.
So stick around. We will be right back.
Hi, this is Eli Gold, the voice of the Crimson Tide, and I love 90.7 The Capstone.
Welcome back, folks, to the Fourth and Goal podcast. We are back with our news section.
It's our first time doing this.
Yeah, we really don't get to do this because we have to talk about Alabama football. So
not that we don't love talking about Alabama football.
Well, we do, but we don't get to do this. We might have to include this in the recap section picks. What we can do is we can talk about Alabama, then go to picks, and then we'll go to news.
Because there's some interesting stuff going on in the college football world, y'all, that we don't always get to discuss with you.
Right. So, now we have that time.
Where are we starting?
Let's start with the Heisman race, and I'll tell you my top three right now.
I'm listening.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I don't think you're ready for this because I think you might be mad at me.
I think I already know what you're going to say.
Well, yeah, I kind of told you.
So I'm expecting it, but I have some words.
Number one in the Heisman race, Kyle Trask. Number two, Zach Wilson, BYU. Number three, Mac Jones. Number four, Justin Fields, solely because he hasn't played enough games. Number five...
You're kidding. You're not going to add him in at all.
Najee Harris. Trevor Lawrence hasn't played in 2 weeks. His team lost, and he's going to lose again.
Okay, Justin Fields hasn't played a lot of games.
Trevor Lawrence has not played in 2 weeks, especially against the best team he's yet to play. Also, here's my reasoning. In order to win the Heisman, your team has to be somewhat in contention for the college football playoffs. And I promise you, by the time the Heisman comes out, Trevor Lawrence will not be in the college football playoff talks because Notre Dame will beat them.
Oh my gosh. I think this sounds like a lot of guessing on your part. Like,
this
I don't
is not
think
guessing.
You
this
can
is
say
fact.
Any of this until you see
also,
Trevor Lawrence play this weekend.
Okay, well, that's fine. But Kyle Trask plays...
Kyle
Trask plays no one other than Alabama the rest of the season. Mac Jones plays no one other than Florida the rest of the season. And Zach Wilson from BYU pretty much shows up to every game with a green light to run up the score on anyone they play.
The thing about, which I don't think is, like, fair...
And Justin Fields is nasty. He's
Justin
just simply
Fields
nasty.
Is
There's no stats to help my argument with Justin Fields because, A, he's only played two games.
But he's Justin Fields.
But he's nasty.
Yes.
Simple as that.
The thing about Zach Wilson for me is, like, it's not that he's not a good player, but I just unfortunately think that when it comes to picking a Heisman, it's going to come from your top-tier teams. It's not going to be a Zach Wilson.
Yeah, I mean, like, do I think that Zach Wilson will win it? No. Do I think he will be in New York or on FaceTime or whatever they decide to do for the ceremony this year? Yeah.
So
he deserves to be.
I think if I was going to do this, I don't think I would include Zach Wilson. I think my top four would be the three that I've always said, and then adding Kyle Trask in it. I would say Mac, Justin, Trevor, Kyle.
Well, let's put it this way. Kyle Trask has the most yards in college football. Or that's not true. I'm sorry. Most touchdowns in college football right now. He has 2,171 yards total. He's a 70% completion percentage. And he has 28 touchdowns this year, which, again, highest in college football.
No, I definitely think that Kyle Trask should be in the Heisman conversation, but I absolutely do not think you can take Trevor Lawrence out of it yet.
Okay, well, let me continue with my stats here.
Oh, well, okay.
Mac Jones, 2,196 yards, 78.5 completion percentage, and 16 touchdowns. Zach Wilson, 2,512 yards, 75% completion percentage, and 22 touchdowns. Justin Fields has somewhere around like 600 yards. I don't really know. I didn't really look up his stats because there wasn't enough. But Trevor Lawrence's yards are in the 1700s.
I feel like you're just trying to hate on him because you don't like Clemson.
No, I'm perfectly fine with Clemson, and I think that they are very good. But I just think that we can't consider this guy for an award because he's not playing and he doesn't have the stats.
But he's going to, that's what I'm saying, give him the, care. You're going to see him again this weekend and a few weeks from now.
That's
and he's
great.
Going to keep going.
You know what? Last year, we were going to see Tua again, and we did see Tua again, and Tua didn't get this magic green card to come back into the Heisman race. Nope. They said he's injured, and the fact that he's not 100% means he shouldn't be on the field, and it's not an excuse for the Heisman. I don't care. He got COVID. He does not have the stats, and he did not play enough games. He's done. He's out of the race. Simple
I don't think
that.
That's true.
Until,
and I think
he goes against Notre Dame and scores like 8 touchdowns and wins that game by 30, he's not in the race.
I just don't. I think he proved himself prior to being out from COVID. I think he's an incredible quarterback, and he's always
proved
that.
Himself with what? It was like 200 yards against Syracuse.
Even last year.
It's
not like this is his first year
against
being a quarterback.
This isn't a last year race. This is
well,
not
okay,
a career.
The reason that you're calling Justin Fields
award.
Nasty when you've only seen him play twice is because you're basing on a what? Last year.
No, I'm basing on the three games where he's been absolutely disgusting.
And Trevor Lawrence, when he was playing, has been great.
He's been great, but not at the level of Mac Jones, Kyle Trask, and Justin Fields.
I don't think you can say that.
He hasn't been.
I think you're going to have to see him come back out after these 2 weeks. I mean, Mac Jones hasn't played in 2 weeks. Granted, it's because it wasn't his fault he hasn't played. But still, everyone is now, based it off when you see playing this
weekend.
Personally,
I think Mac Jones has a chance at winning the Heisman. I'm going to be dead honest with you.
Yeah, I think it's a long shot. I think Trevor has more of a chance than Mac Jones.
I disagree with that, too. I think it's Justin Fields, Kyle Trask, and Zach Wilson.
I don't see Zach Wilson. Mac Jones
is going to be in it because he's got a great team. And he is a great player. And it's not because he has like great guys supporting him. That's why he would win it. No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is Mac Jones is just too much of a team player quarterback because at the end of the day, for Mac Jones, it's a national championship or nothing. And I'm not saying it's not for these other quarterbacks, but simply with the fact that we've seen this in Alabama games and we've talked about this on this podcast before. Alabama can win the game either way. They can run, you know, Najee can run for 5 or Mac can throw for 5. Or it's a combination of both. So the reason, you know, like Mac Jones has 16 touchdowns this year. Why? Because Najee Harris has had 2 games with 3 or more. So I think Najee and Mac are in the conversation, but they're out because they just take away votes from each other. Like,
yeah.
You just can't have 2 guys be that good. That's why Travis Etienne fell off the face of the earth with this race 2 weeks ago. Because he produces, but you can't have Trevor and Etienne. You can't. You can't. And I just think that Kyle Trask has really good stats. I think Justin Fields has a lot more for us to come. I think Zach Wilson has just been decimating defenses since day one. I'm not saying Trevor's not totally out, but I just...
Oh, now you're saying that, because 5 seconds ago...
I said he was out, and I will give him that 2% chance that he does, but at the end of the day, there are guys that have played more games, have more stats, and are just playing better. Simple as that. And it's because he's out. And I'm sorry. And COVID sucks. And it's a national pandemic. And it's a huge issue. But it's like an injury. You don't get to play 2 weeks. It's not like a free pass. It wasn't for Tua last year. Why is it this year?
I don't think COVID and injury are the same thing at all.
I disagree. I think it's an unforeseen mishap that keeps a player from playing in a game.
But that wasn't him getting hurt on the field and something happened. That was, we're in a national pandemic, and if you test positive, you are simply not allowed to be around anything.
I understand, and I'm not, but like...
Like, that wasn't even the game's fault. Like, at least in an injury, like, you were playing the game, something happened to you.
That's not necessarily true. I mean, Trey Sanders is out for the rest of the year because he got in a car accident 2 weeks ago.
COVID is just not the same conversation this year.
Well, we can agree to disagree there.
Well, let's use that as a bridge. Speaking of COVID.
Yes, let's talk about COVID. So, last week we had, what, six games postponed?
Six games of the top 25 postponed. I'm pretty sure there's even more than that.
College football. Listen, this is a real issue. We knew that. We knew that coming in. And I think there's two things to take away from this week. I think, one, the teams need to be cautious. They do. And I think it was probably pretty clear that after these bye weeks, we're seeing these spikes, we haven't been as cautious. And I'm not saying teams aren't doing a good job. I'm just saying there needs to be that heightened sense. Mm-hmm. There is this second wave that we're seeing throughout America. It just like... There's just got to be a little... I'm not saying anybody's doing anything wrong. I just think if we want to play football, there's got to be a little bit more focus on stay healthy.
That's the thing. At the end of the day, personal opinions aside, if you want to play the game, you need to follow the regulations and keep your team and yourself healthy so that you are allowed to play this game.
Right. You know, you got to follow rules. You got to do what you got to do. I would say, secondly, what this shows and what we need to take away from this week is the ACC and the SEC did a great job on the forefront of preparing to play football during a pandemic, right? There was, what, 4 top 25 SEC games that were postponed.
Mm-hmm.
However, I think with the exception of the Alabama-LSU game, all of those will be played on December 12th, which was the built-in bye week that the SEC planned for because they knew this was going to happen.
Right.
Yeah, there's going to be cancellations of games. Like, Texas A&M already got postponed this week, right?
Right.
But they're playing... I don't even know. Who are they playing?
They're playing Ole Miss, so they got postponed.
Right. So that game probably doesn't have a lot of implications.
Yeah. Probably just get canceled.
So it gets canceled, right? Yeah. But like, there have been games this year where we're like, we really want to see that. And it's eventually going to be rescheduled. And I think that's a lot of credit to the SEC. I think it's a lot of credit to the ACC. I think it's a lot of credit to the Big 12, these groups that have come in early and said, yeah, we understand there's a pandemic. We're going to play through it. But they had the wherewithal and they took the time to make a plan and say, okay, we know there's a pandemic,
mm-hmm.
but you know what? We really want to play football. We came in, we made a plan. We knew, you know, we foresaw this. We did. We're taking steps to improve it. And we already have all these games rescheduled and we're ready to go. And I think that ultimately might be the downfall of the Big Ten, because if they have a major COVID outbreak like this and teams only play six games, they're not getting in the playoffs, regardless if you're undefeated or not. Ohio State may be the outlier there, but even then, you know? So I think what, out of all this, credit to the conferences who have done the work, taken mm-hmm. the time to prepare for this, and we just need to be a little more cautious.
Right.
I don't think it's tough with young kids, and obviously we really haven't had anyone too significantly affected in the top 25, at least. No one's really...
Knock on wood.
Yeah, knock on wood for that, for sure. We want everybody to be healthy. But as of right now, you know, we just got to weather the storm. And that's kind of what this... That's what we've been doing all along, really. Yeah. We got to weather this storm. So, college football fans, I wouldn't worry yet or at all right now. No. I think this was... You know, this sucks and it's going to happen. But, you know, we're playing in a pandemic. That's what happens.
It's just making it through.
And if, you know what? We put the policies in to manage it, and it is what it is.
Yeah.
So with that being said, let's go into some other news. Will Muschamp fired by the South Carolina Gamecocks.
Okay, what is your opinion on this?
I think it's a great move. I don't think Will Muschamp was the answer. It's very clear. He just is not the guy. I didn't like the hire in the first place in South Carolina.
Who is the guy for South Carolina?
You know, I don't know. My football intelligence, if that's what you want to call what I have, which mm-hmm. is probably not what the right word is for it. My football brain, it's probably going to be Hugh Freeze, just because, you know, they have the money. They have somewhat of the culture and the environment that a big-time coach is looking for. I think Hugh Freeze, I mean, regardless of the scandals, I think South Carolina really doesn't care about that. Neither, I mean, let's put it this way.
Well, if Liberty doesn't care about
Michigan is very, like, self-protectant of their program and their image at that mm-hmm. program. So I don't think if Michigan, and we'll talk about this in a second, because I think Jim Harbaugh should be gone, and I think he will be gone at the end of the season, but I don't think Michigan's going to take them. I don't really see any other teams who need a coach is going to take him. I think South Carolina doesn't have that. Not to say that they don't care about the image, because every team cares about their image. Right. But I just don't think South Carolina has as much care of it as all these other teams who need coaches do. Mm-hmm. So I think they're going to be willing to pay him. And I think Hugh Freeze is going to be there next year. And honestly, I'd watch out for South Carolina at that point.
Oh my God, I just can't imagine a world where we say watch out for South Carolina.
Well, I mean, who knows, but Hugh Freeze has Liberty 7-0. And it's not like they haven't played anyone. I mean, Virginia Tech on the road.
That's something, you're not wrong.
So, yeah, I think it's Hugh Freeze.
All right, well, then who do you think is going to Liberty? Does it matter?
No,
okay.
And I mean, there's a lot of talk with different coaches. Even Steve Sarkisian was in that mix for South Carolina job. I don't think he'll take it. I mean, he didn't really want to take a couple of the other jobs he got this summer. And I don't see him leaving the offense he has right now.
Yeah.
Especially with Bryce Young coming in, who he was very heavily involved with recruiting. So I don't see that. I just think Hugh Freeze is probably the best option for South Carolina. And then these other programs are definitely going to have to figure it out.
Figure it out for sure.
Next, we want to talk about playoff predictions. Because, I mean, we kind of talked about Indiana. We were going to talk about if Indiana's legit or not. But
here's the thing.
I think we've already talked about that.
Yeah. I mean, basically, at the end of the day, yeah, they're 4-0. But, I mean, who have they played? You know what I mean? I want to see, like, let's see how they look when they play an actual team like Ohio State this weekend. I think that'll be the tell-all. Because right now, people are like, oh, like, Indiana, they're not doing bad undefeated. Look at them. Like, yeah, well, look at who they're playing. You know, like, it's kind of almost saying, you know, like how we're talking about Georgia beating Vanderbilt this weekend. I'm like, okay, well, that doesn't say much. You should beat them. You know, it's kind of how, like, Indiana plays teams that they should beat.
Listen, here's Indiana beat a now 0-4 Penn State, a 1-3 Rutgers, a terrible Michigan team, a terrible Michigan State team. And now they have Ohio State, Maryland, Wisconsin, Purdue, all pretty good teams. So, you know, we could be looking at a one-loss Indiana. We could be looking at two-loss Indiana. We could even look at a 4-4 Indiana at this point.
You never know. I think we're definitely going to be looking at a one-loss Indiana.
At least, for sure. So, whatever. Doesn't matter about that. We'll do playoff predictions last.
Okay.
But, first of all, we didn't talk about this last week. Trey Sanders is out for the season. Was in a car accident.
Praying for him.
Yeah. Car accident. Non-life-threatening. Last Friday, or two Fridays ago now. So he's done for the season. Kid can't really catch a break here.
I know.
But we're hoping for the best for him, and he will be back soon. And we'll be ready for him next season. But we feel really bad. On some positive injury news, however, Jaylen Waddle may or may not be back for the college football
playoffs. Maybe making a comeback.
Let's put it this way. Jaylen Waddle's surgeries went fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing very well. He got his cast off already. He is starting rehab. So he might be back.
We might see him.
Just
soon.
Like Waffle House, Waddle House, open 24/7.
Always.
And he, no matter what, is going to try to get back. And, well, we don't know that. He could very, very much so get healthy and just focus on the draft, which he probably should do and probably will do.
But as an Alabama fan.
But, I mean, listen. Number 17's on the field. Alabama is.
We're good to
If
go.
They're not the best team right now, they're the we're by far the best team with Jaylen Waddle.
Right, absolutely.
So, that's interesting, and hopefully we'll see him back.
Yeah.
And finally, Let's go to some playoff predictions. Right now, give me your four that are in playing on January 1st.
All right. I'm still obviously Alabama.
Alabama won.
Alabama.
Who's your two seed?
I am going to say, Ohio State is still in it.
Okay.
Are you going to count out Clemson?
We'll see.
We'll see. I'm not going to count out
Clemson. I'm going to tell you my top four in a second. Oh. I'm going to tell you my playoff predictions in a second.
Oh, you already thought about this? Here I am off to... Y'all, I like to do this actually thinking while I'm talking to y'all. Brandon already wrote it down. I mean, Alabama.
I'm just going to let that slide. We're going to keep the show going.
Oh, my gosh. Alabama, Ohio State, Clemson, not Georgia.
Clemson is the three seed?
Clemson's the three seed.
Who's your four seed?
I don't know.
Well, yet. In that specific scenario, it would probably be Notre Dame, right?
Right.
Because they would be the one lost team to Clemson, and they would have split. So, like, Notre Dame would probably most, barring a Pac-12 undefeated team or the committee thinking Cincinnati is better, it'd probably be Notre Dame as your four.
Okay. I'm going Alabama, Ohio State, Clemson, Notre Dame.
Oh. I don't think that's bad at all. I think that's very possible. I'm going Alabama as your number one seed.
Mm-hmm.
Notre Dame as the two seed.
Okay.
Ohio State is the three seed playing Notre Dame in Pasadena.
Mm-hmm.
And Alabama playing an undefeated Cincinnati Bearcats.
What?
In the Sugar Bowl. Alabama wins that game by 45. Notre Dame beats Ohio State by 7. Notre Dame and Alabama play once again in Miami for the national championship about 8 years later than the last time they did.
That is interesting. Cincinnati?
Well, I just think at that point, if Clemson's out, because if Notre Dame's the two seed, they beat Clemson again, right?
Right.
So at that point, it leaves possibly an undefeated Pac-12 team, which I don't see, so I cross out Oregon immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
Then there's three teams left in my consideration, maybe four, depending on how the committee views a possibly one-loss Oklahoma State. There's one-loss Wisconsin, one-loss A&M, undefeated Cincinnati.
But see, you're going in the scenario that Clemson isn't a part of it. And I don't see that scenario.
But that's what I'm saying. So, at that point, I don't think they put A&M in because I think Florida's been playing too well. I don't think they put A&M in simply on the fact that I think when it comes down to... Because if it comes down to the A&M-Cincinnati argument, the committee's going to say, Alabama's already played A&M. They beat A&M by 30. Let's put Cincinnati in there.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think A&M's out by that. Unless Cincinnati loses, I think A&M's pretty much out. And then it comes down to a one-loss Wisconsin who's played 7 games or a 11-0 Cincinnati team, which at that point, I think you have to give it to Cincinnati just because, again, they're 11-0. They played the most games out of anyone in the conversation at that point, and they're undefeated.
I guess the difference here in these predictions is that yours makes sense in the terms of basing it off Clemson loses, not being a part of it.
Right,
and
right.
I just don't see that. So I guess, but you know, I guess we can agree, end of the day, our natty champs are Alabama.
Yeah, I just think, here's the deal. We gave you, do I disagree with Taylor's four? No, because I think that's probably really realistic, and I could see Alabama playing Notre Dame first round, Ohio State Clemson.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, I think Notre Dame has shown a lot, and who knows? Who knows? And I'm giving you the other scenario in which a group of five team makes it into the playoffs for the first time.
Yeah. Okay.
So.
Here we are.
All right. Well, that is the end of part two. I hope you guys enjoyed that new segment. I think we're going to bring it back.
Leave us a comment on what you think.
Yeah. Leave us a comment. DM us. Let us know your hot takes. We'll start reading
them. Yeah, we can do
DM us on our Instagram accounts. Email us for all I care.
Yeah, y'all get in touch with us. We're fun people.
Text us if you know us that well.
Yeah.
But if it's a stupid take, you're not getting on the show.
Anyways.
No, but We hope you like that new segment. We're going to try to filter it into the next few shows, especially with some downtime in between championship games and whatnot. And over the break, we might even start recording twice a week. Who knows?
Who knows?
We might be that bored at home.
Who knows what we're going to do?
Here we are. Stick around for predictions, and we hope you like this show. Let us know what you thought.
Comments, DMs, hot takes, let us know. Love y'all.
Yes. We'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Paul Feinbaum, my favorite station in the world, 90.7, The Capstone.
Welcome back, y'all. We are back for the last segment of the night, and as y'all know, my favorite segment of the night, predictions. Here we are. So we got the top 25. We got SEC. You know what we talk about on here. Yeah. So let's just start us off. Brandon, we got Tulane and Tulsa.
This is a tough game. Two teams that have really been affected by COVID. Tulane pulling off an upset here and there. Tulsa only on their sixth game of the season, whereas Tulane is ninth game of the season. But I don't think Tulane's going to come with a win. I think Tulsa gets it done. Number 25 now, 4-1 in Tulsa. Thursday night, I just think Tulsa comes away with the win on this one.
Yeah, I don't think I can disagree. I would like to say Tulane, but I think I would be wrong in saying Tulane.
Yeah.
Just because I love picking upsets, y'all. I mean, you know, that's the most fun part of predictions, but...
Yeah, I agree. So, next game we got is Oregon and UCLA.
Okay. You know, prior to talking about this...
There was a lot of undecided right there.
No, because listen, y'all. Prior to talking about this, like, I always... Like, I had Oregon, for sure, against UCLA. But then, like, Brandon are talking about, you know, Oregon and them realistically this past week. It's kind of like, huh, are they really that good?
Yeah, I'm going to take Oregon. I don't think UCLA is good enough. I don't think...
No, I mean, that's the thing. I don't either. But Brandon, I just want an upset.
Oh, I know. But I just don't think we're going to get a lot of those.
I don't think we are either. I mean, yes, Oregon. Put us down for Oregon.
Yeah, I guess. Indiana. Ohio State at noon in Ohio State. You know I'm taking the Buckeyes.
Okay, here's the thing that's going to be fun about this one. Obviously, yes, I'm also taking Ohio State. But I think this will be an interesting game to finally see what Indiana is all about. You know, like actually playing a good team to kind of see how they play, you know?
Yeah, I don't think this is going to be a fun game for any Hoosiers fans out there.
No, but that's why it's going to be interesting. It's going to be like a week. I guess look at, I mean, they're number 9 right now, you know? I mean, they're kind of moving up there. And then they play someone like Ohio State and it's going to be like, oh.
And who knows? I mean, we both pick Ohio State and then Ohio State loses the Big Ten's out to Kurt Stamper.
Yeah, that'll happen.
That won't happen.
Mark Brandon's words, you guys.
That Big won't Ten's happen. Out. I just picked Ohio State. I don't think that Indiana's going to win. But what I'm saying is it's very possible that Indiana comes in and beats Ohio State. It's not possible, but it could happen. Theoretically, like, it could happen. Anyone can lose on any given Saturday, but it won't happen because Ohio State's that good. Clemson, Florida State.
Better not.
Like Clemson.
Thank you. Okay. Obviously,
Clemson. I didn't say I didn't like Clemson.
Oh, you kind of said that a lot last segment.
I mean, obviously, I'm not a fan of Clemson, but I didn't say that they were a bad team. I just said Trevor Lawrence is out due to his inactivity during the season. I didn't say that Trevor Lawrence was bad. I didn't say he wasn't good. You know what? I didn't say the team wasn't good.
I'm not getting heated on this again. We're going to see how he plays on Saturday, and then we will regroup next week.
I never said he was bad.
We'll regroup. Anyways, yes, we'll be picking
Florida and Vanderbilt. Let's pick here, Florida.
Wow, Florida and Vandy. That's a real tough one for
Vanderbilt is going to be 0-7.
Do they beat anyone ever?
No.
No. I mean, they got beat by South Carolina. No, not South Carolina this weekend. Who did they get beat by?
Kentucky.
It was Kentucky. You're right. Yep. Yeah. Okay, well.
Yeah. Just anyways. Let's skip over that game. Kyle Trask is going to do Kyle Trask thing. So.
Yeah.
Appalachian State and Coastal Carolina.
I guess I'm going to go with Coastal Carolina, I would say.
Okay.
Picking App State?
You know, I don't think I'm going to because it is a home game for Coastal. There's a lot of things going their way, but they are only 5-point favorites.
That's true.
I mean, it's close. Appalachian State, as we know in the past of college football, shout out Michigan fans, have pulled off some big upsets, but I don't know. Coastal Carolina's been posting all these videos of them dancing and having really a lot of fun in the locker room and all this stuff. So I'll take Coastal. It's going to be interesting to see how they come off their COVID stuff.
Yeah.
But okay. Appalachian State's only lost to number 15 Marshall.
So what you're saying is you're going to take Coastal.
Wait, do we have two number 15s this week?
Yes, we do.
Ooh.
It's Coastal and Marshall are both number 15.
Well, Appalachian State only lost this to Marshall.
You know what? I'm going to take Appalachian State.
Okay.
I'm just going to do it for the fun of it.
All right. I'm taking Coastal.
Okay. All right. Now we got Charlotte versus Marshall. I got Marshall. Yeah.
Yeah.
Central Arkansas versus Louisiana. Got Louisiana. I would probably say.
Let's just fly through these little games right here. North Alabama, BYU. Good Lord, BYU. Please be kind to these poor souls.
I know.
You've been beating every team by 50. Please don't do that to
obviously
them.
Obviously,
we have demoralize them.
Cincinnati versus UCF. I got to go with Cincinnati.
I like Cincinnati. What time is this game? 2:30 in Orlando. Yeah, I like Cincinnati. The line is only 6 points, Cincinnati. But
I'm going to go with Cincinnati.
So, let's put it this way. Cincinnati has come into every game and beat everyone they played by 30.
That's the thing is they have yet to give me a reason not to choose them.
Right. Yeah. So I'm taking Cincinnati all day.
Right.
And if they lose, then the group of five sucks and it's over.
We'll move on.
Yeah. And then Texas A&M's in the college football playoff, but we'll talk about that later.
There we go. All right. Wisconsin versus Northwestern. This is the first one so far where both teams are ranked.
There's a lot of close spreads this week. I think when we say these names, you're going to be like, oh, that should be too easy. But, like, Wisconsin's only favored by a touchdown here. I'm taking Wisconsin, though. I really like Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Northwestern's a decently good team, but I just...
Yeah, I got Wisconsin.
Yeah. It's in Northwestern, which maybe might contribute to the line, but honestly, Wisconsin's really good. Graham Mertz is shown himself in the limited time we've seen, but he has. And yeah. Wisconsin.
Now I got number 22, Texas versus Kansas.
Texas.
You cannot not pick Texas here. I mean, Kansas is what, 0-7? Yep, there they are.
Not a great
They should play Vandy and see what happens. If only that was allowed.
I think Vandy would win.
Really?
Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah. Kansas State and Iowa State, you know me. I'm always picking my Cyclones.
Yeah.
Iowa State.
Bo show.
Next, Tennessee and Auburn. What a garbage bowl. Oh, I hate these games.
You know, all I have to say is, like, at this point, like, when I write things for Tennessee, I'm just like, Tennessee is sad. Like, Tennessee is just sad.
You know what's the worst part about this? Auburn's going to beat Tennessee by, like, 14 and somehow be, like, 15th in the country next week.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't deserve it.
Not at all. But you gotta take Auburn. Yeah.
I hate Tennessee. That's just the worst game ever for a Bama fan. Two teams that you just absolutely despise. Mississippi State, Georgia.
Oh, everything I said earlier about Vandy, everyone take it back. I got my teams mixed up. It's Miss State, not Vandy. Anyways.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Georgia's playing.
Georgia was
supposed to play Vandy.
That's what, yeah.
No.
Wait.
I don't know. Georgia plays Vandy at some point. They have a really easy schedule. Guys, it's Monday night. We are totally...
School's almost over. Finals are getting stressful.
I've been packing for Thanksgiving. A lot of stuff's going on.
Well, and you got to think, Miss State and Vandy, they're both pretty bad teams. You know, it's easy to get them mixed up.
With that being said, Georgia. Yeah. Also, next week, we will be coming at you live from Zoom.
Yes, because Brandon's leaving. Leaving me to go across the country so we can't record together. It's fine.
I'm playing Kentucky.
You know what? I should have Daniel be at you next week so we can talk about it.
You absolutely should not. I will absolutely cancel that immediately.
Okay. I'm excited about this one.
Oklahoma State
versus Oklahoma. I'm taking Oklahoma.
That's good. Because you know what? I get to see my sister this week. She's going to visit Oklahoma State tomorrow. Let's go, Cowboys! I'm going to root with her. We're going to get home this win. We're going to have a great day in California. We're going to get an Alabama win. We're going to get an Oklahoma State win. Go Pokes? Go Pokes, I think
Pokes?
It was.
Okay.
I think that's
Oklahoma
their thing is.
The Sooners.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think Oklahoma State is go Pokes. So go Pokes this week.
Go Sooners, you guys. I'm here for the upset.
Yeah, I don't know about this game.
We'll just wait for it, okay?
Oklahoma's favored.
Yeah, but not by much.
By 7.
Where do you... Oh, the line okay.
Right here. Oh my goodness gracious.
All right, I'm...
Oklahoma State still wins.
Okay.
Oklahoma State still wins.
I'm keeping my prediction.
I know that... Listen, you know I hate Oklahoma, but Oklahoma's been playing really well these past few weeks. But if you have a defense in the Big 12, which Oklahoma State does,
mm-hmm.
I think you can win a lot of games, and I think that's why I'm picking him, other than the fact that I don't want to argue with my sister this weekend. But,
that's a solid, yeah.
Okay. But, man.
All right. Let's see what happens. I got Oklahoma. You got Oklahoma State.
Liberty,
let's
NC State.
Liberty.
Taylor's taking Liberty. Will take NC State. It's in NC State. Yeah. They did get a big win against Virginia Tech, but I just think NC State's a little bit better than Tech. I think NC State has taken it to the wire with teams like Miami and other decent teams around the ACC.
Okay. So, I just think Liberty has been great and undefeated, and they've been playing incredibly.
Don't get me wrong. 100% agree. I
don't see a reason not to choose Liberty. Let's put it that way.
I agree somewhat with that. I just think NC State has played a lot of close games against some pretty good teams this year that I think, not to say the Liberty's not good because they are, I just think this is the time. It's at home. It's Liberty, who's not a lesser opponent because they are good. I just think, you know, when you see this card, playing Liberty. You know what I mean? So I just think that they're going to come in, they're going to win this game. Just because it's at home and there's that going on. All right. Let's see. USC and Utah. I'm going to take USC because Utah's terrible.
Yeah, definitely.
So, and then we had two games else to pick, which are Texas A&M.
Postponed
or canceled. Postponed. We don't know yet. Georgia Tech and Miami also postponed. I believe the COVID issues were coming from both A&M and Georgia Tech, but I'm not quite sure on that. We'll go look at that. Let's look at the SEC real quick and just see how much time we have left.
We get to pick some.
We've only got 11 minutes. That's the fastest we've ever done predictions.
That's because... Yeah, all right.
We were pretty... Oh, well, whatever. We got to preview Alabama anyway, so that's fine. Florida's playing Vanderbilt this week. We took Florida.
We talked about that, yeah.
LSU and Arkansas...
I'm taking Arkansas.
I will take Arkansas as well. Yeah.
I will never... I'm sorry, Ellis. I'm not actually sorry at all. You're bad this year.
They're just not good.
They're not.
They're really not.
You can't choose them.
But then again, they'll probably win.
Don't even say it.
South Carolina, Missouri.
Missouri.
I'm taking Missouri because I have no idea what's going on in South Carolina now. They
beat Ole Miss.
Wait for it. I'm going to make a chicken pun in South Carolina.
What?
After they fought with Muschamp, their chickens with their head cut off.
Oh! Wait, you guys, I said that wrong. I'm so sorry. Ole Miss beat South Carolina this weekend. I was wrong.
Yeah, and Lane Kiffin.
Which also just ensures the fact that South Carolina is not good.
Beat Auburn.
Okay. Well, Auburn is only still in the top 25 because they cheat, but that's another conversation.
All right, well, let's not go out here.
Okay.
Choosing people.
I'm not saying cheating, but I'm saying missed calls won them two games.
That's better.
Okay.
That's better. And finally, we are back. We are back. We are back. We are back.
We are back.
We are back. Alabama playing Kentucky this weekend. And good old Brian Denny. We'll get to see Mac
and
the boys.
Are you going? Are you leaving? Oh, you're leaving.
Did you listen to what I just said at all? No. Okay. No. I will be out of town this week. I am going to see my family, my uncle, in California. So, and I'm taking all the COVID precautions. I'm getting exit tested. So don't worry about that. I'm doing this as safe as possible.
We're so proud of you.
Well, you got to put that out there. Because some people get worried.
Right. That is a good point.
But we're doing this as safe as possible. We got seats spread out. We got everything, hand sanitizer, you name it. Taking this very serious. But we're going to see my aunt and uncle. this weekend, so I will be out of town. Doesn't mean I won't be watching.
Unlike Brandon, I will be in town, in the stadium, watching Alabama be back after a two-week hiatus, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
Bye week / COVID, you know? So I'll be there watching. I think this will be a good lead up to the Iron Bowl for us. You know, a little warm up game back in session and then Iron Bowl.
I also wasn't going to go this weekend because I've already...
I
opted in for Mississippi State and got it. So I have one left.
Okay.
Which is for Auburn. So, but regardless, Kentucky and Alabama back. Alabama are 30-point favorites. Yeah, 30-point favorites.
It'll be fun to be back in Bryant-Denny. And even if you're not in Bryant-Denny, it'll be
nice
fun
to
just
watch
to
football.
Right. It'll just be nice to see Alabama back in action.
I mean, this weekend was sad.
It was. This weekend was really
like
sad.
Normally I sit on the couch on Saturdays and watch football and I'm like pretty okay with it. Uh-huh. This week I was kind of disappointed.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
But we're back in action this week, y'all.
All right. Mac, whoa. Did you see that? Just got the chills. That was crazy.
Wow.
I just had like a whole body like shake right there. That was crazy. Mac Jones, touchdown predictor. How many?
Against Kentucky?
Yeah.
Can I call him Kyle Trask and give him 6, or is that pushing it?
No, I think you should call him Mac Jones and say Kyle Trask is copying Mac Jones.
Is he, though, if Kyle Trask did it first?
I don't really care what Kyle Trask does.
Okay. All right, I'm going 6.
I mean,
touchdowns.
I do because he's my... Heisman.
I was about to say,
but
that's interesting.
But
all right, 6 touchdowns.
6 touchdowns.
Remember last time you didn't say
I
what
know,
I said.
You predicted
you were wrong.
It. You predicted it, but.
Are you saying 5?
3.
What the? What? And what?
Because Najee has 4.
I think we're just.
Actually, no. I take that back. Mac Jones has 4,
mm-hmm.
and Najee has 3 rushing, 1 receiving. Both have 4 and they share one.
I don't think you're like accounting for how much we're going to run over Kentucky. Like,
oh,
I know.
What I'm saying is like Mac Jones is going to have 4 in like the first half.
Ah.
And then Bryce Young's going to come in.
Ah, okay. All right. Well, okay. I guess my 6 is depending on how long Mac stays in the game.
Yeah. Kentucky guys. Kentucky.
Anyways, you know what? We're back in action. We're
yes,
ready.
We are, folks, and we're ready.
We're ready.
We're really ready. Let's just kind of look in here. So, wow, Kentucky, 24-2 against Mississippi State, 34-7 against Tennessee.
Hey,
but then they lose to Missouri and UGA, and only scoring 3 against UGA, and then they beat Vandy by 3.
Well,
3 points.
Yeah.
Not a baseball game. Football game.
Right.
Not a baseball game.
Right.
Not a basketball game.
I hear you.
But a football game.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, obviously, Alabama's going to dominate. And it's really just a fun thing of just seeing how many touchdowns we're going to score. But you know what? We're just happy to be back.
Yeah. I wish we could talk more about the Alabama game. I guess I'm just happy that we're back, honestly. It's been way too long.
Yeah.
And I really, as you heard last week, I was fired up about the LSU game. And it didn't happen.
I know. I was
I even mic dropped. I mic dropped at the end
you
of the podcast.
You mic dropped.
I
was supposed to go to this to LSU for the game.
Yeah,
and
that's
it didn't
super
happen.
Tough.
That was upsetting.
That was super tough. No, I was actually mad that I was robbed from the TV coverage of the Masters mm-hmm. going right into the LSU game. Because I was ready for that.
Yep.
And it didn't happen.
You know what? We can't dread on the past. We can just be happy that we are back for the weekend.
And then, so we're going to give you a little preview here just before we go because things are going to get a little dicey because our semester is ending and as you know, we are college students.
Yes.
So we have to go home at some point. So the podcast is going to be delivered in a little bit of different ways. I will still have the microphone. Whether or not I use it on Zoom is debatable.
How do you get the microphone?
Because I rented the microphone under my name.
Oh.
That's how it works.
Okay.
We don't really know, honestly. We're going to do it from Zoom. We might come at you twice a week. We're still trying to figure that out. So
we're just going to see what's going on and play it by ear, but don't worry.
We're still going to be
you
here
will hear
is
from
the
us.
Main is the main thing.
Yes.
It's just a matter of how we bring that to you and how many times we bring that to you. So we're going to make some decisions very soon. I have a strong feeling we're going to go 2 times a week just because I think that we are going to get extremely bored at home. And at least me, maybe not you, but... and I just think that there'll be a lot of stuff to talk about with different COVID stuff and playoffs and other championship stuff. So I think it'd be best allotted to give you 2 shows and give one with more recaps and more time to talk about the Alabama games. And then I think what we will do is give you maybe like a more news Friday kind of thing, like right before the games.
Oh, I like that.
Preview. And then we'll do predictions on Fridays.
That's as good.
Right.
I mean, it just gives y'all more of us. I mean, could you really complain about that?
Yeah. Also, you probably won't have to listen to us for like 1 hour and 20 minutes, which... And, you know, we can also introduce all this, like, you guys text us, message us, whatever. We're trying to figure that out. We're trying to clear things with our superiors. We're trying to basically change the rules as we go, which is, like, the only way to do it.
So, basically, we will keep y'all updated, but just know, long story short, you will be hearing from us.
Right.
And we are not abandoning you.
And this is where it gets real. We play Kentucky. We play the school that should not be named but is famous for barns. We play Arkansas. Then we would play possibly LSU. Then Florida. Hoping everything goes right, we're marching right to the college football playoffs. Hopefully Jalen Waddle's back. There's a lot of stuff to look forward to. Alabama basketball is ranked in the top 25 for the first time in ever. This isn't a basketball podcast, but like we may very well have a basketball and a football team both ranked at the same time, which is insane. You're going to have...
There's a lot coming.
There is football. So much football to be played.
So y'all be ready.
Which is ridiculous. I mean, like, normally we have championship, and then there's, like, that month-ish of Christmas and all that stuff. Nope. You have championship. You have Christmas. Like, that week of Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And then you obviously have bowl games sprinkled in there. Well, you are going to have football from now until January 11th nonstop.
And it's going to be a beautiful thing, football. And we will be here covering it every step of the way.
There's no more lull weeks. There's nothing like that. You will have football in your life, college football.
Yes.
Good college football in your life from now until January 11th. Let that sink in.
And we will be here with
you. So COVID sucks, but also COVID is bringing us nonstop football action.
Making it through,
people. College football is the red zone. No commercials, no breaks, no cuts. Football all the time.
Football all the time. Us here to cover it all the time. Thank you for being our fans. And we will never leave you. Football all the way.
Yeah. Football. Let's do it.
All right.
4th and Goal podcast. Catch us next week. Maybe catch us 2 times a week. Who knows?
Who knows?
We're trying to figure that out. Thanks for listening, folks. We'll catch you next week after Kentucky, and we will be ready for Auburn Hate Week.
And we'll see y'all then.
Peace out.